USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable, and we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.